wish. I clicked the wrong thing. Sorry. You wish it was a curse. I guess maybe you're giving me carpal tunnel as a curse. Maybe you're giving me carpal tunnel as a curse. Carpal tunnel as a curse, dude. Okay. Welcome to the program. I'm your host, Captain Daddy. This upsets people. I don't know why. It's ever since the Queen gave me the title, that's what I go by. You can get angry, but it's weird. They just call me Captain Daddy around these parts. Around these parts, they call me Captain Daddy. Anyway. Sorry about that. I clicked the wrong thing. I clicked to stop the broadcast instead of start the record. And I blame Doom. Either way, I blame Doom. And we'll be getting to the bottom of it. Regardless, 110 memberships have been gifted to this program. It's our Friday night members only show, and we'd love you to be a member. It's $1.99 to watch the show, to get in the chat. We have members only chats occasionally throughout the week. We've really tightened it down over here to subscriber only or member only chat. You owe somebody when you come around here. You gotta give. You gotta give. Tonight's executive producer, Mistress Meg. What is with all these women? We're on a real run of women. Who run the world? Girls. Mistress Meg. We had just Jewel and Mistress Meg's. And that Indian girl, Ghost Crusaders TV. I don't know. It's just something about the ladies, man. They're on a rush. They're on a roll. And you'd be broken to try to stop them. That's what I say. We did a snipe of Chad this morning that was mwah. I have recorded that. We'll put it up on... I guess it's on Chad's membership channel. He probably kept it up as a show, which is fucking insane. But we got a lot of super tips in this morning from that. We're going to go through those. So bear with me. Chad breaks into women's homes to break up with them, which I think is provably true. Very much. Connor... you might be a forever bitch, but you are forever bitch. What is that? I don't even know what this is in reference to. Somebody making me the forever bitch again. Chad, thank you very much, Connor. Chad can't not react every single time. Yes, this wrecked Chad's show. It totally derailed Chad's show this morning. He basically just went through and watched everything we've watched about me making fun of me in the past month. The pumpkin pie eating stuff, you know, just the bed monkey. It was and Melton, I don't like you. It was, you know, the typical Chad stuff. Hit the like button for no apparent reason. That's a good point, Mikey. Thank you. Tim Bollinger says, oh no, Chad is really owning you by playing all the videos you recently played on your show. Right. That's what I was saying. Right. Right. Please clip this for when he's on a bender in 2 months. Oh yeah, I recorded the whole thing. Thanks for the super sticker waiver. Mikey says, I love when deranged people make stories in their head. Also, if you're really struggling with your grifting lifestyle, I'm a call away, buddy. I think that was to me, which is mean. Edgelord Melton isn't a hack at all, says Nick in Fort Wayne. I don't know if that's ironic or sarcastic. Or I don't know. Take that for what you mean it for. Deep Surface. If you invite Kreitzer, Segura, or any other Chad-approved comedy guys... I'm fucking out of here. Chad gonna have an ego crash later today. Huh? I think you mean for Hackamania. I don't think those guys would step foot.
Melton's never going to put hacks with you at Hackamania. It's not a real friend. His phony.
His phony. Thank you again for that waiver. Edward Mikey says, milk me for more, even though you're doing it now. Oh, no. Oh, no. FKA, the ghetto basement, you broke him. Yeah, Chad was just on a fucking bender. Edinburgh Mikey says, I too was here when Chad broke down. Sword in the Scale says, this is $5 that Chad is going to threaten to sue you for. Take that for what you sue you for. Is that what they say? Connor, the Cleveland comedy scene, Chad Lee finally said something funny. Seize a Day says, this is Chad flirting with Melton. Read my super chat. Chad. There's so many more to read. Hit the like button. It's Friday night. We're doing it. Oh, Lord. Edinburgh Mikey, this is the best and cheapest therapy session. Just watching Chad self-destruct.
My name is Chad. I like sitting on dicks in the sauna.
Good to see my queer-eyed brother going live for us.
Is that me? Why, I oughta. Bobcat loved Cox, too. Huh? All right, well, I think that's all the code sessions. Brooklyn Pencil getting 10. 10 memberships. George giving 5 memberships before the program. Real stepping up, setting the record.
Play the clip. Play the clip.
Yeah, with 20 memberships. Thank you. Thank you very much, Reels. This is very rare. Corndiff, from what I understand, hates everyone. So for him to do this, holy shit.
Oh, hi, Mark.
You know, we really got him. We really got him. Because when Granny finds out about this, Granny hates the show. So Corndiff gives 10 memberships. Granny's going to fucking shit himself. James Baumert gifting 10 memberships. Trying desperately to win my love. You know, let's see how it goes tonight. Let's see if it goes well tonight or if he ends up offering to buy Moody a pony. Just to spite me. Just to hurt me. Oh, yeah, I'll blow up a car with Moody. Like, I want to be part of a car. Just Jewel gifting 20 memberships. Like I said, these ladies, they're really, really doing the Lord's work, okay? So good to see you, Jewel, and no worries about New Year's Eve, of course. Spend that with somebody actually important to you. You know what I'm saying? Bam, coming out of nowhere, it's Kevin. Yes. One day I'm going to get the timing right on that. Thank you, Kevin Hassey, for the 10. I got to come up with more act outs. Chip Galloway gifting 5 along with Sketty Tooth John. I assume that makes some sort of... I'm supposed to count that together because you guys are a fucking couple or something. You know? Buy your own space on the Walk of Fame. First of all, when you get divorced, it's going to be sketchy because you're going to email me and be like, can you go back through all the shows and take us, separate all the names out? She'll take the even days and I'll take the odds. And, I just think, Iona Kamahamahama Smash, which I think is an old Hebrew tale, gifting 5 memberships, pink like peachy, which sounds like a delicious flavor of a Jolly Rancher or something. Gifting 10, and again, that's 110 memberships.
Gay!
And he said it, not me, pink like peachy. Pretty fucking gay. But we're happy to have it. We're happy to have it. And thank you very much for all your members-only stuffs. FKA, the guy who said, you forgot me in this month's cool club, I think, sir. I don't think I did. I don't think I did. The thing is, it's the beginning of January and you're looking at December's roster. So if you'll just be patient, you'll be on January. As you see, you're the third name down here on the January roster, FKA, the getup. So like, and don't analyze my handwriting either. I'm worse than Aaron. I'm like a slasher. But that's, I'm not, if I was doing it publicly, I'd, you know, try, I'd get my calligraphy pen out and really give it what you mean it for. So I'll run my show. You know, somebody said the other day, like, did you mean to put this on the Clips channel? I didn't. I'll run an LO. Sloppily and wrong, but I'll run it, okay? You'll be in there. Stop being fucking weird about it, you know? And there's so many people get in. You know, your name will come up. I don't control it. And some people come up more than others. You know, some people come up, we don't even know who they are. Who's Mistress Meg? Who's Mistress? Who's just Jewel, really? She's been around for a minute. We don't really know this bitch. We're treating her like she's one of us, but we don't. She may be the devil. She might be Mike David. She might be Jewel. What is it, Jules or Jewel? She might be Mike David's in-home carer, as it were, if you will. The Prestige. Okay. Anyway, welcome to the show. Hit the like button. I fucked up today. I hastily, before this little piggy, I was deleting the Chad Snipe stream so that I didn't get... And for some reason it refreshed and I thought it didn't delete because the thumbnail was so similar on Thursday night's show, and I just deleted again without really looking what I was doing. And I totally deleted last night's show. So I re-uploaded that. That premiered in between this little piggy and what we're doing now. So, you know, that's where we're at with that. Oh, boy. We're going to start out with a good one tonight. We may end up with toe. We may go to toe. We may go toe-to-toe later. That's what we should call the steel toe panel show. Toe-to-toe. Oh, no. Pat Dixon's live. The super tip scandal. Oh, no. We might have to. Can we do the new hot? I got to go. We got to go see Rumble Pat Dixon. Rumble Pat Dixon. Live at 11. Live at 11. Oh, boy. Oh, no, they're watching me.
Like anybody that is using Stripe, if you want it, that's what I was talking about. Like, if you use Stripe, you get this information. That's all I was trying
to say. It doesn't make it yours.
It wasn't a serious... I admit, that was not really, you know, loaded properly.
It's offer, whatever. It's not a good look.
Don't offer...
Like,
it's good to know.
Yeah. Even have, like, once you message Moody, like, hey, this could be a problem for Super Tip, you have no plausible deniability anymore. You can't do this. Like, this is my.
But when Moody says, "Holy shit!" When Moody says, "Hey," when I express that, he goes, "You have no plausible deniability." Yeah, I express that, but then the guy at the company, my company contact says, do as you wish.
Yeah, he just took it out of
just
context.
Don't do this.
He took it out of context.
Well, that reframes it. But then again, you're not worried about Super Tips. You're worried about me. Holy shit.
I hadn't seen the whole clip, honestly, when I went over there for this.
I mean, give me a break. I did exactly what the contact at the company told me. Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, he's fucking delusional.
And you're blaming it on me and laughing about it.
He's still doubling down.
He foresaw it as a problem for us.
Yeah, this guy's a fucking idiot. I can't. He's like, I did exactly what Moody told me to do. I've seen the messages. Moody didn't tell you to fucking go... Threaten to give out credit card numbers. You fucking liar. You piece of shit. Like, it's so insane. Yeah, do whatever you want to do, Pat. Do whatever you fucking want to do. You're an adult. Wreck your whole account. Wreck it. Yeah, you can do it. We're not your dad. You can do it. It was a poor choice. And at no point did you tell Moody, I'm going to go on there and say, anybody want to see it? Ask me for the proof. Anybody wants to see it, ask me for the proof. You want the last four of her credit card number? Ask me for the proof. You said that. It was fucking retarded. And I hadn't seen that when I came in your chat to, or believe me, I would have brought that up. Holy shit. He's still over there like, I don't know what the big deal is. It's my data. It's my information. Holy shit. Like, that's wild. So he did nothing wrong. He's standing his ground. That's great. That's cool. Fucking retarded. That's really nuts to me. Moody said, I thought going public meant I know those tips are from Felicia. And Pat thought it meant anyone want the last four digits of Felicia's card. Right. Yeah, it's still not clicking. And he may get his wish. He may lose his account. I mean, honestly, like, it's we need you to understand what you did. Nobody wants to take your account. We need you to understand that offering to give out customer information is probably no bueno. It's probably no good, especially an ex-girlfriend that you're in a contentious back and forth with spanning 10 months. So we kind of need you to be like, oh, yeah, okay, I can see how that's... this dude's beyond saving. I honestly don't know what to say. My mouth's almost...
Use of the word mimicry dates to 1637. It derives from the Greek term mimetikos, imitative. In turn from mimetos, the verbal adjective of mimeistai, to imitate.
Got it. Silence, Dugan. I'm going to go rob a bank, officer. It's your life, dude. Sweet, I have permission. I just saw the messages and I can tell, look, there was an ill time. You know how sometimes like you're sending a message and like they'll say something else first and then it'll look like you were saying something to that? Yeah, it just like at no point did Moody or myself think he was going to go on there and be like again, saying you have access to the information is like fine. Like that should be common sense. But asking anybody want to see it? I can prove it's Felicia. Anybody want to see it? First of all, I don't think he can. Again, somebody could buy a burner card. Register a fake address in that zip code, type in the name Felicia, and use a fake email address. So it's like, it's stupid to do anyway. If it might not even actually be her. It could be somebody fucking with you. You know? Like, that doesn't cross people's mind either. Like, we live in a world of, you gotta kind of verify everything. It's a lot of trolls. Did you run the idea of using other people's voices for super tips by an attorney? You don't need to be a celebrity to sue for the right of publicity in many jurisdictions. Let me write this down. This is the first time this has ever come up. What is it? You using other people's voices. You don't have to. I thought only celebs could sue. Fuck, I might need to go, guys. We might need to get out of here, you fucking idiot. He's aged 10 years in less than 6 months, says FKA the Ghetto Basement. Yeah. I don't even know what to say, man. It might get cut off. It's wild. But it's not my desire for that to happen. I don't know. Bardiff Electric, Kiefer Sutherland. Can we do toe now and leave the fats for overtime? Who? I can't even read. Who hit you? Who punched you? What is going on? What is going on? Okay. We do have a thing to do. We do have a bit of a thing to get to. It's only cool, member for 7 months. Did Pat have a recent brain trauma? It's just like there's nothing behind those eyes when you try to explain it. It's fine. Like, dude, it's fine. I'm done.
Mimicry was first used in zoology by the English entomologist William Kirby and William Spence in 1823. Originally used to describe people, mimetic was used in zoology from 1851.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, this is rough. Did Pat have a recent brain trauma? I mean, that's, you shouldn't be doing that. Hit the like button. That's fucked up. You don't know. 2 weeks ago, on a night just like tonight, one Derek Savage posted a short 1 minute video that gave us hope. Hope for something we've never seen from him.
I'm about to start a new show here on this channel. It's going to be called The Derek Savage Show.
That's how it starts. I didn't skip an intro song or jingle or hi. It starts with, I'm going to start a new show. No, hey, everybody.
I'm about to start a new show here on this channel. It's going to be called The Derek Savage Show.
I like how he got... It's going to be called The Derek Savage Show. He's hyped.
And we're going to be talking about productions, a little bit about everything, the entertainment business, might even throw some news articles in there. We want to jazz it up. So, hey, if you have any...
Is Kanye dressing him? What's going on? We want to jazz it up.
Questions that you would like to ask me, please put them down in the comments down there. Love to answer them. And also, if you would like to be on the show itself where you're asking me a question.
He looks rough. Was there a pandemic last year I missed? Why does he look so rough?
Shoot a short or film a short video. Do it if you're doing it on your cell camera. Shoot it horizontal, 16 by 9.
Shoot it horizontal. He really said that.
You're asking me a question? Shoot a short or film a short video. Do it if you're doing it on your cell camera. Shoot it horizontal.
He's like Chad. He's like marble mouthed. If you're going to do it, shoot it. Shoot it. What's the word? Shoot. Shoot it horizontal.
Do it if you're doing it on your cell camera. Shoot it horizontal, 16 by 9. And just real quick, do the question. Hi, Derek, I'd like to ask.
Real quick, do your question.
Yes, boom, 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 whatever. And post it on YouTube. You can make it like, you know, a private link, whatever, where I can download and just cut it right into the show. But if you have a question, write it below, and you know how to actually be on the show, too. Guys, take it easy. I'll talk to you before Christmas, but if not, you know, I'm wishing you guys a very Merry Christmas, a Happy Holidays.
Always with a power fist. All right now. All right, okay.
And always remember, Cool Cat loves you.
Always remember, Cool Cat loves you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it came out 6 days ago, the first episode of the Derek Savage Show, shot against seamless paper in one of the darkest rooms. This guy knows about film. That's why he said horizontal, and that's why his camera's exposed correctly. This guy's like a film guy. Did you used to be a screenwriter? I saw your name in the Harvey Weinstein bankruptcy filings. Those are supposed to be closed. Those are supposed to be sealed. So get out of my hair. Cash. Hey, look, here's a wallet on the sidewalk. Let's use all the credit cards in it and max them out. Pat Dixon. It's just like, we're not in charge of what you do, Pat. I'm done arguing about it. It's so stupid. So stupid.
To the Derek Savage. Well, hello, guy. Well, hello. Hello, guys, and welcome to the Derek Savage Show. Hey, I'm so happy to be here, and I am so happy that you are here. And guys, you know, this is our very first episode, so things going to be a little scrambled here. So, you know, so just go with the flow here. You might give you a couple good laughs.
Say here again. All right, here, we're going to do it here. Stay with me here. Go with the flow here. We're going to do it here. All right, here.
That you are here. And guys, you know, this is our very first episode, so things are going to be a little scrambled here. So, you know, so just go with the flow here. You might give you a couple of good laughs, and there's nothing the matter with that. But, hey, I would like to state this from the very beginning.
Okay, one thing Derek's really known for is his dramatic mood shifts. He'll be having a good time all of a sudden, and he'll go, but I need to tell you something right here real serious. Like, I love that. So look for those. It's one of the things that make him, like, uncanny. It's like, ugh. It's like Chad. It's, like, so close to how a human acts, but not really at all.
Make sure to record a documentary horizontal.
Make sure you record a documentary horizontal.
And there's nothing the matter with that. But, hey, I would like to state this from the very beginning. A lot of you folk have been fans of Cool Cat for over the past decade. And I just want to say that we, the Cool Cat family.
Who? March one other person out who's responsible for this shit show. We've never met him. We've never met one person aside from Derek Savage who's still on board with this shit box. He just keeps recutting this sad footage of Vivica Fox and Eric Estrada together to make new movies. Cool Cat dismantles a bomb. Cool Cat gets Froyo. It's like, all right.
We truly appreciate you. I just want you to know that, you know, and I'll read your comments. I'll see your email, the comments under there. But you guys bring my heart a lot of happiness. I just want you to know that.
All these guys with their teeth. It's how you know, like, they're down on their luck. It's hard times. Too many planks missing from the picket fence. Moody says he just turned on Derek Savage on Super Tips. Yeah.
And God bless you. I appreciate that. And now, something else I got to
say. Is he a celebrity? Can he sue?
With you now. On the Derek Savage Show, this is an agenda-driven show. I want you to know that from the very beginning. And our agenda is very simple. It's our next three productions. And I hope.
Next three productions. Three.
You're into all three of them. Now, here, let me just show you what we got here for you. Now, if you've been following us, you know already which one's coming here, baby doll, and that is.
You always know when it's a serious script when it has a full color cover. They all around Hollywood, if you get a script that's just like the title on a blank white page, they throw it away. You need glitter, colored pencils. Clay doesn't help doing a sculpture a la Mike.
Is, hey, Cool Cat stops a school shooting.
And just one rubber band around it. They hate any sort of like binder.
And I truly believe with all of my heart and soul that this movie right here will help to save children. All of my heart and soul that this movie right here will help to save children.
Children.
Cool Cat loves you horizontally.
Okay. Okay.
Cool Cat loves you horizontally.
It sounds like a Greek god. Horizontocles.
Cool Cat loves you horizontally.
Tony Hotfingers, is Gary Busey doing fun videos now? Cool Cat loves you horizontally. That might be the leader. I'm putting that for the leader for the month. It's only the third, but you know, we got to say goodbye to this one.
My favorite part of fried chicken wings is eating the horn.
It'll always live on in our
My
hearts.
Favorite part of fried chicken wings is eating the horn.
Cool Cat loves you horizontally.
Horizontally. I love that.
That's how important of this project is right here. Cool Cat stops a school shooting.
His projects are always like from ages 5 to 15, as if one book would be suitable for those ages.
Here's one. And my second project, hey, I have cancer, a medical marijuana story.
I have cancer. Hear me roar. A medical marijuana story.
And this is a female-led story, which is the first serious themed medical marijuana movie ever in history. This is a very...
Is that true? Is there never been a movie about medical marijuana usage?
Very, very important and heartwarming.
You guys talk about red flags all the time with these, like, PDs. A guy who's into, like, kids' books and adult erotic fiction and weed stuff is... You need to flag down the nearest marked car.
Film, and it really shows.
Aristotle wrote in his History of Animals that partridges use a deceptive distraction display to lure predators away from their flightless young.
I can't even back that up. I don't even know. How much for you to draw Mike David in crayons live? Well, I need the crayons. I don't have any. But how much are crayons? So probably whatever that cost. I'd need some paper or poster board. And, you know, probably you want to do colored pencil or maybe pastels. Really give it a good effort, you know?
It's a self-examination for women. So both of these movies have really, really big meaning behind them. And I'm so happy to say that simply because so much of this crap that's coming out of Hollywood here the past few days, past few years, and that's all it is. It's just crap. And I know that so many of you will agree with me on. And the third one, hey, you already know what this is. It's our award show, 420 Awards. And we got a really doozy one planned for you this year.
We got a really doozy one planned for you this year as he adjusts and scratches his mic and doesn't stop and do another take. This guy wants you, your money to make movies.
Year on 2025. And in fact, I've already got a couple casting on it. Your favorite comedian, Stephen Pearl, is in it.
No, I would do it. I just don't have crayons, De La. I wasn't insulting you.
With Steven a few days ago, and he was so excited. I just had a conversation with Hood Rat.
Also, you know, like, I'm not an artist. I'm not a talented guy.
Baddest rappers in the world, that's right. When I say baddest, I mean the best rappers in the...
Hood Rat is going to be performing at the next 420 Awards. He didn't have them this year. But on the next ones, Hood Rat's going to be performing. And he's one of the best rappers in the world.
Hawaii.
By the way, he's Hood Rat.
World, Hood Rat's going to come join us too at the 420 Awards.
If you're wondering why the rapper he plays is called Hood Rat, it's because rap is black and he's racist, so he views black people as hood rats. So he's like reappropriated that as like, oh, that'll be a cool name. They'll respect me in the black community. Because I'm calling myself Hood Rat. It'll be like Lil Smoke. You know? People think I'm one of those sausages.
Hey, all right, it's already going to be a party this year. And something else in our show.
Do you see the mood change? He puts these glasses on. It's like, just what a weird energy shift. And he wants to be, this is how he edits his movies too, by the way. Like, it's the same energy. What a weird cut.
He was so excited. I just had a conversation with Hood Rat, one of the baddest rappers in the world. That's right. When I say baddest,
the English naturalist Henry W. Bates worked for several years on butterflies in the Amazon rainforest. Returning home, he described multiple forms of mimicry in an 1862 paper at the Linnean Society.
Good point. Good point. I never really thought about it like that. Can you give us an example of some of the earliest observations of mimicry and their effect on modern culture?
Even a few days ago, and he was so excited. I just had a conversation with...
Like, that's the editing.
Hood Rat. One of the baddest rappers in the world. That's right. When I say baddest, I mean the best rappers in the whole wide.
And look at the picture behind him. Like, just slums. Like, that's what he thinks of black people.
The world, Hood Rat's going to come join us too at the 420 Awards. Hey, all right, it's already going to be a party this year. And something else in our...
Let me get serious here for a minute right here. Let me just get here right here. Serious right here for right here.
Show, guys, we're going to have a few different segments. And one of them is... Questions for Derek Savage. And I just want to say, I put a pitch out here a few days ago to mention the show, and I was so overwhelmed by all the great questions you guys had. So I might have to just do a show with just questions, because I mean, there was over 100 of them there. Yeah. There's no way I could just work this in right here. But here is a question right here. What is...
All right, I got so many questions here. I'll just have to work them in right here. There's no way to work them in here anyway. Here's one right here. You hear?
Just do a show with just questions, because I mean, there was over 100 of them there, and there's no way I could just work this in right here. But here is a question right here. What is a producer's worst nightmare? First of all, let me show this right here.
Look at this.
Here's my past three movies. Cool Cat Saves the Kids. Here's the director's cut right here. This has basically turned out to be a cult movie, a cult favorite throughout the world. Cool Cat.
Throughout the world. We've dubbed this in one language.
Saves the Kids. Hey, be sure to watch it. It's on Yahoo right now. Well, not yet. YouTube. Duh. And it's on Tubi. Go to Tubi, too. Tubi is a great place to watch it. And
go to Tubi, too. Tubi.
But yeah, here's my last movie, Cool Cat versus Dirty Dog, The Virus Wars, and the main...
All these movies have the same footage, just recut and added to. Everyone left Eric after the first movie, so he plays Cool Cat now. He plays Dirty Dog. He plays Hood Rat. He does it all and just cuts in the old footage with the new.
Main comment that I've got on this, the main review is... Masterpiece.
Right.
I just love that one.
Right.
Masterpiece. But here's another one. Hey, Gun.
Here's another one. How high pitched was that?
Masterpiece. I just love that one. Masterpiece. But here's another one. Hey, guns, nice, mace, self-defense for all. Masterpiece. But here's another one. Hey, guns, nice, mace, self-defense for all. Masterpiece. But here's another one. Hey, guns, nice, mace, self-defense
mimicry can
for
be
all.
Defensive
this masterpiece.
Or protective. When organisms are able to avoid harmful encounters by deceiving enemies into treating them as something else.
But here's another one. Hey, guns, nice, mace, self-defense for all in this crazy world.
Like, so it's weapons, weed, children advice. Like, what's going on? It's always like children and guns, women and guns, gun safety, weed safety, children and weed, women and weed. And then I'm not kidding you, on his website, he has a series of erotic fiction, like trashy romance novels he's written. Like Harlequin, you know, real sloppy shit. Real Anne Rice garbage.
Everybody needs to learn some self-defense, and this can help you save your life right here. But so I produce a lot of things. There's a lot more than just those little projects.
Look, I do a lot. I got my finger in a lot of pies.
It's right there. But here's a great question. What is a producer's worst nightmare? And this comes from Joey Joe.
So he's a big right-wing nut Republican. You know, what is a producer's worst nightmare? You know, one of your principals injuring themselves or getting sick or dying and not being able to finish the film, falling behind schedule, weather not cooperating, you know, some force majeure, something out of your control that holds up production, you know, budget, you know, there's so many answers to this question. What's the biggest problem for a producer?
Producer's worst nightmare. And this comes from Joey Joe. Joey Joe, great question. And there's a couple incidents. There's one happening in the entertainment industry right now that I'm sure a lot of you may have heard. And this is basically the worst or one of the worst nightmares any producer could have. And that is Snow White. And what's her name? Rachel Ziegler, I believe is how you pronounce it. And that woman is a nightmare for Disney. Oh, she just screwed up what could have been such a fabulous career for her. But to have an actor, actress, whatever, just go crazy and go out there and start just negative in your movie. Snow White, the budget's already up to almost $300 million.
Does this look like a guy who's got it all together? Like, what is he talking about? First of all, yes, Disney is fucked. Disney is so done. They have enough money and classic hits that they'll probably be fine, but like, yeah, they're woke garbage. And then you hired woke actresses who went out and told everybody the problem with the story. So yeah, it is funny. Is this the worst nightmare for a producer? No, Disney's used to losing tons of money on their movies lately. So like, this isn't the first one.
Oh, and they'll never make that back. It is, I mean, it's a losing proposition, and it's all because of that. So Joey Joe, great question. Thank you. And here's another one.
Here's another one.
Should you write?
It sounds like DJ Khaled on Helium. Another one. Another one.
The script as a big budget film. I'm saying in the old days, possibly, yeah. I'm saying now, no.
No.
Do not write that script big budget for any degree. And the next question is, are big budgets dead? Are big budget films dead? Basically, I say yes, very much. Not unless you're like Disney, who's got $300 million just to waste like that. But they're going to start cutting back dramatically. Many years ago, I saw this happening. The way my film, The Cool Cat Saves the Kids, was being ripped off and posted everywhere. I mean, I lost so much money right there.
This is delusion. This is pure delusion.
Many years ago, I saw this happening. The way my film, The Cool Cat Saves the Kids, was being ripped off and posted everywhere. I mean, I lost so much money right there.
He lost so much money because these people reviewed it on YouTube and posted it up. Dude, dozens of copies worth.
And like the other day, about a few weeks ago, I was on YouTube. I like to watch YouTube movies and stuff. Mm-hmm. And they had the brand new one, Ryan Reynolds and would you?
Ryan Reynolds. They had the brand new one with Ryan Reynolds. Do you guys like Ryan Reynolds? You pesky rabbit.
A few weeks ago, I was on YouTube. I like to watch YouTube movies and stuff.
I like to watch YouTube movies and such.
And they had the brand new one, Ryan Reynolds and
that's some wild. Ryan Reynolds.
And they had the brand new one, Ryan Reynolds and
Mm-hmm. No, I was just checking.
And would you the Deadpool against Wolverine or something like that? And Hugh Jackman, I like him. He's a good guy.
Do you know him?
And heard good things about him.
He's a good guy. I've heard good things about him. He's a good guy. I've heard great things about him.
And the first week it was in the movie theaters, it was already on YouTube. Someone's already pirated it, put it up there, and it got knocked off soon after, but it was already up. When it was knocked off, was like 900,000 views. They just lost damn near 1 million views right there from pirating.
God damn it right there. God damn it right there. And that's what happened to Cool Cat. By the time I got it taken down with the DMCA, it had 24 views. And I was like, God dang. Because I had already burned like 38 DVDs. Shit, Scott.
And so that kills the big budgets because as quick as you make them, you put them out there, someone's going to rip them off and post them online. You don't. That's why you got to shoot these projects inexpensively to where you can actually make it and put it out there. That's bottom line. And make the budget where you can actually make the film. Now, on the Cool Cat budget, I did have it at $1.2 million. And the reason I had it at that is because the rule out there is it's got to be at least $1 million budget for you to get a distributor. They even tried to get it out there. And
holy shit. Holy shit. This has to be some kind of fraud.
The rule out there is.
I mean, why did you dance and say the rule?
It out there. That's bottom line. And make the budget where you can actually make the film. Now, on the Cool Cat budget, I did have it at $1.2 million. And the reason I had it at that is because the rule out there is it's got to be at least $1 million budget for you to get a distributor. They even tried to get it out there. And that's why I had it at 1.2. And I've really cut a lot of these budgets down dramatically.
To get a distributor. Yeah. This is going to be picked up by Screen Gems. Jeru says this is BS. Clerks cost $37K and shit. Yeah, but that was a little different story. And, you know, again, like, for the fact of the matter is, unless it's like some insanely unique, compelling thing, like, nobody's buying anything that's not shot on, like, approved 8K cameras now, and like Derek Savage shoots on like high 8. Get a distributor. Yeah, I mean, he's dreaming as if he spent $1 million on the film, you'd have any money left over for a distributor.
Next episode is where we're going to get into this show, and I'm going to tell you about the life of Cool Cat stops a school shooting and where we're at from the beginning to at now. That's the next.
I've been hearing about this movie for years, maybe almost a decade. I don't even know. I can't keep track because all the movies are the same garbage, repackaged. He's definitely choked a hooker with that speech impediment. Ed Mermike says, whatever Cool Cat's on, I'll take a bump. I got Mikey to smoke weed once. He would never touch drugs. He's probably watched me do a lot of cocaine. Don't tell Nick Riccata. I want him to think I'm pure. It's part of the lure.
Next Derek Savage show for you right there. And there was a little controversy on this, so I want you to watch that one now.
Mikey just watched me do cocaine across the room going.
important news in it, okay? And guys, I want to state this. Sometimes, like on that past school shooting, sometimes I would come out and do a tweet or something like that, and you guys would come at me, you know, hard with hate. And the reason I put those out there at them is because when I see these school shootings, it pisses me off more than really anything else.
It makes me want to go in there commando style and get
there. It really makes me mad.
Hold on, that means no pants.
Because these kids are innocent.
Underpantaloons.
And they ain't got no way to protect themselves. And that's why we got to make this movie, just to give them something, to show them what to do if they get attacked. Here's one. Ooh, what is my favorite book? Well, I got to say, my favorite book is, I'm being a little biased, but this is my favorite
book. Atlas Shrugged.
Book. And this is Apocalypse, the Second Coming.
Oh, boy.
And it's written by a very...
Oh, yeah, I forgot he writes smut and he's super religious. This guy's nuts.
Very great writer. Who is that? Oh, my Lord, who is that? That's me right there. Hey, hey guys, here's my novel, Apocalypse, the Second Coming.
This is my novel. This is my song. Selling these e-books all the day long.
And if you haven't had the chance this, I want you to read this book. Seriously, this.
If you haven't had a chance this? Moody, imagine how many typos. Imagine how many grammatical errors and typos are in this book, even given all of the AI technology available. You know, they probably have so much like proofreading AI now.
There, hey. Hey, guys, here's my novel, Apocalypse, the Second Coming. And if you haven't had the chance this, I want you to read.
If you haven't had the chance this, author Derek Savage. If you haven't had the chance this, what are you wait for?
It's the Second Coming. And if you haven't had the chance this, I want you to read this book. Seriously, this is the cornerstone.
Oh, seriously?
Of all my writings. I have spent so many years working on this novel. And what it is a beautiful love story wrapped around the prophecy of the Book of Revelation. It is.
This is like... first of all, why is the Second Coming in ticks? And then like this, remember the alien skin plugin for Photoshop in 1994? Oh yeah, alien skin, eye candy. That's a cool font.
Aggressive mimicry is found in predators or parasites that share some of the characteristics of a harmless species, allowing them to avoid detection by prey or host, resembles a wolf in sheep clothing.
Is the end times, as the Bible lays it out, as it's going to happen, is how it happens here in a modern-day setting. And that's Apocalypse, the Second Coming. Just go to Amazon, search it. It's right there. You can get the e-books. You can get soft cover or hard cover. And if you want autograph, just come over to my website, and that's savage1.com.
I don't know. The Amazon has these warehouses now in every city that, like, on-demand print books. I ordered a book recently. And it came the next day, and it was printed the day before. It's like, says so in the jacket. It was printed the day before in Las Vegas. So they can just like hard bind, soft bind books, like professional. They literally look like you had a bunch of books, but they're like no degradation in quality. You wouldn't know at all. And maybe I'm not in that business, so I wasn't aware. It's like, holy shit. So like, why would they even like, why would you ever like risk running a giant run of books? I guess if you're a traditional publisher and you know someone's going to sell a million copies, it's probably far cheaper to like just contract for that, but that's where the books have gone, April. That's where the books have gone.
Savage, the number one.com, baby. You get an autographed copy. Be sure to read this. And this is my favorite book.
Savage One, baby.
And it's not just because I wrote it. It's because of the topic and just the story. It will kick your booty, baby. Kick it.
Let me guess. Jesus returns to earth. Do you know how, if you really start, this will piss people off again, but do you know how dumb the Bible sounds when you break it down? What are you doing? Oh, right. Jesus is going to come back to earth. Yeah. To our planet. Jesus. Yeah, he's going to come back and save everybody. Not everybody. Yeah, Jesus. Or we're just animals that are smart and then we die. Is that okay? Like,
this is a great question. This is by Lisa Movie Girl. And Miss Movie Girl, great question. What is your dream for your movies?
And I'm sorry, Jesus, is it?
My dream now is the same as it has been, and that is to get a theatrical release to where people can actually walk into a movie theater and watch one of my movies on the big screen.
He's just dreaming. Like, again, they're not filmed on equipment that would ever be capable of doing that.
And this is the one that I really think we got a great chance to make that happen, okay?
In what world? He pictures, like, teenagers going with their parents to watch Cool Cat and Dirty Dog duke it out on screen. He hires, like, somebody to do the soundtrack on a Casio keyboard.
And those, and comment below. Hey, also, guys, hey, here's the time. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe and be sure to check that you like this. You know what helps? It helps get it out there. It's what they all say. So, hey,
it's what they all say. Hit the like button.
Do that for us if you like today's content. And,
ooh, Aaron-esque bald spot in the back. Oh, heaven, did your light shine down?
And now, here's another segment that we got.
he's always bowing to the camera. And now, here's another segment that we... Arigato. Oh, well, here's another... Konnichiwa. We have another... Here's another right here that we have for you right there.
And now here's another segment that we got, and it's called Derek's Favorite Bible Verse. Now, the favorite verse today, Mike.
Wait, did he do a jingle? That's pretty cool. I do that kind of stuff, right? Melton's Favorite Bible Verse. Pew, you know, like a little, that's pretty cool.
And now here's another segment that we got, and it's called Derek's Favorite Bible Verse. Now,
Bible. He went Asian. Oh, Derek's Favorite Bible Verse. Oh, Bible. Open your Bibles.
Today's content. And now here's another segment that we got, and it's called Derek's Favorite Bible Verse.
Bible.
Now, the favorite verse today, my friends, Derek's Favorite Bible Verse. Now, the favorite verse today, my friends, this answers the all-important question. And that is those who are going to heaven and those who ain't.
What a weird overdub. For some reason, he dubbed a voice over his whole Bible reverse.
Friends, this answers the all-important question, and that is those who are going to heaven and those who ain't. This verse.
What a weird edit. Oh, I love it.
What I'm talking about is John 3, chapter 3, verse 18, and you've all heard.
You've all heard 3:16. Everybody's heard 3:16. Your dad probably knows 3:17. I'm talking to you today about 3:18. 3:18. Everybody knows 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his one and only Son, that whoever so believeth in him shall have. Everybody knows 16, man. You know.
Heard of John 3:16. Now here is John 3:18. Remember that, and answers the all important question. And it is, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
Got him.
Now let me break that down for you right there. And I'm going to do it in in regular English. He that believes in Jesus is not condemned, but he that does not believe in Jesus is condemned already, because he does not believe in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And it's as simple as that. If you have faith in Christ Jesus.
I love the Derek Savage Show.
Patrick, I know you have not scoured the internet for all my clips yet. Your horny incel fans deserve more Haperil. Don't fail us.
Haperil? More Haperil.
Patrick, I know you have not scoured the internet for all my clips yet. Your horny incel fans deserve more Haperil. Don't fail us.
I don't know what you're talking about. Is there something out about April we should be looking at? I thought she went into hiding. She turned off the lights on her socials. Am I wrong?
Then, hey, you're going to see some great things. But, guys, hey, this is our show for our first one. Hope you had fun. And if you have any questions, put them down below there. And
I hope nobody Photoshops that. I hope nobody Photoshops that. Got him. Oh, we do it for fun, everybody. We do it for fun over here. We're having a goof. And if fuck, we missed this too.
Hey guys, what's happening? It's Derek here coming at you with some really cool stuff today.
Whoa, I can't believe nobody wants this guy to make his movie. What is going on here? Are we supposed to believe you're doing this in the Thunderdome?
Hey, guys, what's happening? It's Derek here coming at you with some really cool stuff today. That's right. You know, hey, it's almost Christmas time.
Turn this down if you have children in the room. It might make them... you'll get vertigo listening to this. This is... this, fuck, my anxiety is going through the roof.
That's right. You know, there is nothing that makes a better Christmas gift than a Cool Cat shirt. You know, it's a, hey, baby, I love you. And here's a Cool Cat Loves You shirt to show you. And do it to your relatives. Say, hey, Cool Cat loves you. That's right. I got these. And I'll tell you what, I got a feeling there.
He looks homeless. There's a severe lack of any sort of hygiene or haircut. I don't know what this crumb-covered... ripped hoodie, you know, this is Shagadelic over a faded black tee. You know, he's got this.
There's a few. Oh, dirty dog
dogs out there. Yeah, hey, dirty dogs will have a great Christmas, too. We invited him over with us.
I mean, this haircut is business under the hat. Somebody swept the barber floor up under his... I mean, this is like an 80s baseball player. If I zoomed in on this, you'd think this was a baseball card. You'd be like, well, yeah, is this a shortstop for the Milwaukee Bruins?
But don't tell anybody. We don't want to ruin this bad boy image here, you know. Dirty dog. You know, I would say he loves you, but...
Look at this hair. Look at his hair. Holy shit, Peacock. Get fucked. Get fucked. You have a spider is crawling down your back. What do you use on this? Fucking mane and tail? This is gross. He's like so broke he can't cut his hair. He can afford to cut his teeth, but not his hair. Look at this shit. I've never seen rain gutters on an ear before. This is fucking deep, dog. Yeah, this is nuts. This is too much. Saturday TV, Cool Cat. TV, Cool Cat.
But I think Dirty Dog would rather love to bite you on the leg. Then
of course, I could make a better movie with $100 with my phone than he can make with $1 million with all of whatever fucking Sony camcorder talk boy bullshit he's using. I mean, this is...
Of course, hey, you know we got the great DVDs. Cool Cat Saves the Kids.
This is 2024. He wants you to buy a DVD. Where would I put it? What do I stick that in? Do I collect all three and then turn it in for a fucking downloadable file? DVDs? He burns all these. He burns them. It's like, old man, I swear to God, he does this on a 2008 Mac. I'm not even kidding. He's put up videos of him editing before. He does this on a 2008 iMac that like burns DVDs. It's fucking insane. He lives about 8 miles from me. He's fucking insane.
Cool Cat versus Dirty Dog. Hey, I just spoke with the Colonel this morning. He's doing great. Guy with the Harrier jet. Hey, we got the brand new box set, too. It's really cool.
By box set, do you mean you've wrapped them up in shrink wrap? Look at this shit box.
You get the, you know, the Saves the Kids, the Dirty...
The box set.
Dogs, and you also get one of these. Oh, the bloopers DVD. Yeah.
Okay, we might have to order the bloopers DVD.
So, guys, hey, come by and check us out.
Could somebody order me this box set? I need the bloopers DVD. Ask him if you can include an extra 100, and they'll send you a DVD player. JK, I do have all that stuff. Because occasionally I have to listen to something like Corey Adams' CD or watch an old NLO DVD.
At CoolCatLovesYou.com. Get some cool gifts.
Get some cool gifts.
Do it right now, real quickly, so I can get it to you before Christmas, okay?
The kids are going to be disappointed if they wake up on Christmas and they don't have a Cool Cat DVD. I'd actually, next year we're going to do this. We're going to film. I want parents. I'll pay for this. I'll give every parent $100 who orders a Cool Cat DVD and gives it to their child. It's funnier if they're like 15, 14. And it'll be funnier. It'll still be funny if they're like 6 or 8. But like, all you have to do is like film. This is going to be great. Like Patrick offers money to a few kids opening presents. I just want to see your kid, the disappointment when they open up a Cool Cat DVD. Like, what is this? What do I do with this? Thanks. Thanks.
Okay. Hey, guys, signing out now. And always remember,
Cool Cat loves you. Cool Cat loves you. Experience Cool Cat and be happy. Clothes, hats, Cool Cat versus Dirty Dog, the virus wars. Cool Cat saves the kids. Don't forget all the coloring books. Cool Cat joins the military. Cool Cat goes to camp. Cool Cat goes swimming. Cool Cat goes to space. Cool Cat loves wrestling. They're like, it's just like everything Daddy Derek's into for some reason.
Cool Cat loves you. I love you more. What do you say? Give me some chunk plays, as it were.
Give me some chunk plays, as it were, if you will, as you wish. In the time. King Louie, Louie, member for 9 months. Cool Cat also loves you. Verizonically, right.
Cool Cat loves you horizontally.
Horizontally.
Cool Cat loves you horizontally.
Terry Nee, thank you for being a member for 21 months. If you don't love Jesus, go to H-E double hockey sticks. Yeah, I mean, do whatever works for you, but, like, you gotta know how nuts it sounds. You can't own a Tesla and think Elon Musk is going to Mars and think Jesus is coming back here. What's going to happen if half of us are on Mars one day and Jesus returns and like, I guess like we got to rely on people here to be like, some of us are on Mars. No, I'm kidding. Jesus is totally coming back to Earth soon for you and your babies. Mostly for you and your babies. I got one more Cool Cat. One more Derek Savage video we got to see. This is raw footage. Of Derek Savage filming knife scenes for the self-defense DVD. And this is one of the... like. When we talk about that he's recently divorced, this is what we're talking about. Like, he's nailed posters to a wall. And when I say posters, I mean posters. Look at this. Multiple posters. This, gun self-defense for women. And for men, too. Why capitalize men? And for men, too. And for men, too. Or for women who are men, or men who are women, or women never men, and men are women who are... Technicolor, thank you very much for the membership. Josh Denny Uber, member for 6 months, at least in Mars, your friends aren't trying to steal your girlfriend. I would take... back Cool Cat before I would an onion. Huh? I don't know what that means. John Helen Keller Camp. Member for 10 months. Jesus never left us. Hail to thee, JK, JK. Huh. You could fund this dude's new project and Chad's for like $1.5 million. Good. It is a good investment. This is nuts. Action. Action. Did he just say, hey, folk? Hey, folk. Hey, folk. Whoa. We're dealing with another Phil Elmore over here. Where the fuck did that come from? Bow to your sensei. Whoa, look at this little cute package. Look at this cutie patootie front booty. It's a nice little camel toe. A nice little cock package, as it were. Look at this setup here. It's like, what even is this? Where would you even get this? I don't know what age would have this in their home. It's like this weird funeral home staged. And then over here, the sad apartment fridge. That's the first dollar I ever made off Cool Cat right there. Hanging on that fridge right there, over there, right there. Fuck, what just happened there? That needs to be a meme. Right there, over here, over there, right there. What makes him think he's like a presenter or like speaks well or should be front of camera or back of camera? Really, everything he touches is garbage. Like, this is dog shit. Like, they think this is good audio. Yeah, Borg is right. Take two. Here's his boob light from his ceiling fan. I mean, this is just like, what professional production would use this warmer temperature incandescent bulb on a ceiling fan for a production he wants to... One day that'll be movie theaters right there. Oh, well, cool. We'll light it with a Lowe's boob light fan. Got it. Hey, folk. What is this tattoo? Is that Prince? It looks like a Prince logo. What is the look we're going for here? Well, we've had a lot of fun on this film, but look at this, the beige carpet down here. And then the gold strip over the threshold. That's nice. The fridge is missing the thing on the bottom that, like, covers the hinge. This is fucking nice, dude. Every time he wants to heat up a 7-Eleven burrito, he has to reach for the skies. That says Jesus loves you right there. That says... A house is where you lay your home. A home is where to, but first coffee. And look at these. Holy shit. Oh, God. Look at these culture club jeans. What is going on? What is going on? I mean, how much are you on your knees? The whole look is like staggering. I mean, it really, really is. He's moving like he's in Rent. When you're a jet all the way from your first cigarette to your first Cool Cat Day. Why is your arm up behind you? On guard. Look at, watch his feet. He's like kicking all around. He's all noodly. No. Not since Butch Bradley.
Kwa-cha!
Misdirection. The Prestige. You go like this, you're over here doing this, and while you do that, you're stabbing the fuck out of them over here. They never see it coming. Deterrent to cap their attention. No cap. What the fuck? To cap their attention, dog. Never don't cap their attention. That's real. That's real. Gina Bobina says, there's no audio, mister. What are you talking about? On me? You better get real. Pot Awful member for 3 months. I was covering Savage before you, just like with Mersh. Stealing ideas like always. At least my fans can hear Savage's audio when I cover his video. What are you talking about? Is that true? Why would there be no audio? I don't even know if I believe this. Let me check. I mean, that's going out. I'm checking it. Hold on. What? What's going on? It's there, but it's complicated. Some of us can't hear it. I got to go over here and see. Going out. I'm checking it. Hold on. What? What's going on? It's there, but it's complicated. Some of us can't hear it. I got to go over here and see. Going out. I'm checking it. Hold on. What? What's going on? It's there, but it's complicated. Some of us can't hear it. All right. So it is working. I don't know what's going on. If you can't hear it, maybe refresh your page. What's going on? They're all lying. It's fine. Okay. I don't know. I take your guys' words. I'm the easiest guy to get. I've been got Real Media Player member for a month. We're not getting audio from this video. Are you? What? I don't even understand how that's plausible. You're trying to do the thing like with Moody the other day. That's fucked up. Underscore Mersh, Savage's audio is not to be heard. Take that for what you mean it for. I don't understand if this is like a bit. We're not getting the audio from this video. Pot Off was nice. Roots Calhoun, how come the island-colored Moody hasn't informed you that no one can hear Cool Cat's audio? Brilliant producer. That it's got to be on your end because I'm like watching it go out. And then I checked it on the YouTube ingest. So you know, they're trolling you, Melty boy. I believe you. I mean, I just checked it. I just checked it. So take that for what you mean it for whatever you mean it for. Got to give it to Aaron. Even he doesn't flop his videos on Fridays. You could learn from him, pal. Fuck. Fuck. What are we going to do? You could learn from him, pal. Fuck. Look, watch. Fuck. What are we going to do? See? You could learn from him, pal. Fuck. Look, watch. Fuck. What are... All right. So now I will ignore all of that because you're nuts. You're all nuts. There's audio to this show. I don't know what he thinks the hand's gonna do. He's doing like the Vogue thing, but it's like he thinks like he'll distract people with his hand, like doing this wax on. Oh shit. That was a rough freeze. That was actually a rough freeze. If this guy was coming at you with a knife, like, what does he think this hand is doing? This looks this looks like how people fuck. His hair, like, bounces, too. He makes a tough face while he's retreating. That's scary. You're right. That is like Gary Busey, almost. Oof. They call it Thriller. Oh. Take that right there, right there, right here. Be fast. Stab them before they have time to ask questions. A butcher knife. Okay, this is just a chef's knife, I guess. Where do you keep this? Why is he up like a fucking flamingo? Why does he have one? Why does he have one leg completely bent up? Does he stick his tongue out? He really, all he's doing is flailing it. Like, he's not really, like, doing anything. He's not stabbing, and this is only sharp on one side, but he's all googly-moogly with it, you know? Like, what was that? Like, you would ever do this. Between two fingers. Like you would ever swivel this knife in front of an assailant and swivel it in two fingers like this. What a cool pivot. The Prestige. If you remember, just go fast. Get out on him, back up on him, go fast. Got it. Did you see he did a cut with his hand? He thought his hand was a knife at the end. He went like this. Holy shit. Hold on, he's trying to think of, and also, and another thing you could do. And I was also thinking of, hold on, I gotta see him do this karate chop. Oh, hold on. Zoom out. Right here. He comes out of the Velociraptor curl. Yeah. You got to watch it in real time. Oh, fuck. Holy shit. I mean, I would leave. If I was fighting him, I would just probably go. He's winded. If your children and children. Always be careful when you play with a knife. And children, don't ever play with a knife. Got it. And then you just stand in your spot. Nailed it.
Can we get a sign language interpreter?
No. Everything is fine. Wearing shoes on carpet is disgusting. Huh? I didn't know. Is that the new rule? Not in this house. Don't wear no shoes in this house. Should we kick out the pores? Let's get rid of the pores now. You've had enough. You've had your fun. Hey, do you want to see the rest of this episode? Join The Overdose or The Overdose Lite right here on YouTube now. Get access to most shows that we do immediately right after they air with The Overdose Lite membership here on the channel. You don't even have to leave YouTube to support the show and catch most of the content. Join Overdose Lite right through YouTube, just like any other membership, and get access today. Or head over to NobodyLikesOnions.com/overdose and join The Overdose today. Joining The Overdose gets you access to everything in The Overdose Lite level, plus even more exclusive content, RSS feeds that come straight to any podcast player of your choice that give you audio versions of every show, every special show, and every bit of bonus content that we have, plus access to the entire archives going back all the way to 2005. Everything this show's ever done, thousands and thousands of hours of content for you to enjoy, audio and video, only at The Overdose at NobodyLikesOnions.com/overdose. Overdose or Overdose Lite. Your choice. There's never been a better way to support the show. Thanks for subscribing.